Hi. Today, New Year's Eve, Attorney General Keith Ellison and his team of prosecutors in the George Floyd case have submitted a motion to the court requesting that the trial be continued from March 8th to June 7th. Now, this is a very unusual request to make at this time for a number of reasons. First, we're 8 weeks from trial. This will be the biggest trial in Minnesota history, the first to have cameras in the courtroom. It will have national and international attention. And for the prosecution team to request a continuance at this point is unusual and a little late in the game. Second, it contradicts their position in the past. Recall that the prosecutors have always objected to every request by the defense to continue this trial. In fact, as recently as December 18th, when two defendants requested the court for a continuance, the prosecutors objected. Third, the prosecutors are making their motion in part based on COVID concerns. They are arguing that if we have the trial in June, there will be more people who would have received the vaccine against the coronavirus. Well, if that's the logic of their argument, then it would be better to have the trial in November or December of 2021, because by that time, the whole country would be vaccinated. But lastly, and most importantly, is the issue of a fair trial. If this trial occurs on June 7th, that would basically be 1 week after the anniversary of George Floyd's death. And we could expect that there would be great crowds from the area, the state, out of state, the whole world, who might converge on Minneapolis. And to have a jury sitting in judgment of four individuals, while there would be such attention out on the street as to what happened to Mr. Floyd, could definitely affect the ability to have a fair and impartial jury judge this case. So, the court will have this motion hearing on January 7th, where it will deal with all these issues. And we'll have to wait till then to see what the court decides.